Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Lovely having you subscribing, listening, and hopefully commenting and enjoying the daily podcast. Coming up, Matt brings some real jazz hands show business to the world of football.
We go.
Much have I seen.
It's a bit Liza Minnelli, Matt. Enjoy the show.
6:36 on your Thursday morning. Time to give you a chance to stick it to the bin, man. And as always, you need to listen to a clip from yesterday's show, but we're doing something slightly different today. Using some software, we've altered the voices of the team. We've pitched it all down. Now, it billed itself as making us all sound like Bane, but, you know, as an expert, it doesn't sound like Bane.
You need
like
a for that.
You know, yeah.
Come on, yeah!
That's Bane trying to, like, give reason. I don't, because he never does that in the Batman movies, so no one knows what that sounds like.
That's really good.
The softer side of Bane, yeah.
The softer side of Bane.
It's nice to hear that.
It's nice software, but it's not fully good.
That's for him.
Write the theme tune.
it's got a little Britain. Anyway, so, you know, we've disguised the voices of the team from a talkie bit yesterday. And the topic of the talkie bit was, which song were you playing over and over again when you were just 15 years old? And what I want you to do is listen very carefully to this and tell me which member of the Breakfast Show team was a huge Kelly Clarkson super fan.
I can't think of any 15-year-old...
didn't
sit at their windowsill and scream
it
at the top of their lungs.
Could you grow up in a Disney film?
So, which member of the team was listening to Kelly Clarkson? It's unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Non-stop when they were 15 years old. Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15, that number again. 8-12-15.
It's your chance to get a bit mad.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Create your perfect driveway, garden border or patio area. Shop the paving offers in-store or download the Wix app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Time to stick it to the bin, man. Joining us on line one is Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So we're going to play the clip again. This was one member of the team discussing the song they listened to on repeat when they were 15 years old. That was one of the topics we discussed yesterday. Here we go again.
I can't think of any 15-year-old didn't sit at their windowsill and scream it at the top of their lungs.
Could you grow up in a Disney film?
David in Liphook got in touch saying, when did Joe Lycett join the Breakfast Show team? So we wanted to know, who was the Kelly Clarkson super fan? Who was it, Vicky?
It was Anna Geary.
Yes, it was. Congratulations. You're going to stick it to the bin, man. Let me ask you slightly, what were you listening to on repeat when you were 15, Vicky?
I was listening to Ride On Time by Black Box.
Oh, nice.
Was at every fairground for years.
I'm always looking for a new song to shave to. And
oh, hello.
Yesterday was a great crop for me. Just listen to this now. Oh, come on, here we go.
Summer of 89.
Good choice, Vicky. So we were discussing that. That's why I had it ready during that last song there. The other thing, now this is amazing, for all of you Breakfast Show aficionados, for the real fans out there, Vicky has just completed a set.
Wow.
The Holy Trinity.
Really?
The father, son, and the radio host. Because you now have not only the bin sticker, you've also got a Breakfast Show mug, and you've got Breakfast Number 3, the perfume we created a few years ago.
Oh, amazing.
Is that right, Vicky?
It is.
Do you remember when we created our own scent,
yeah,
our own fragrance?
A long time ago.
Poor
still got
Hop,
it.
Poor Femme,
still got the bottle.
Poor you. You've still got
have
the bottle.
You? Yeah.
Have you ever worn it? Have you ever splashed any on?
I had two little bottles and I used it all.
Oh, really? That's nice. Good to know. Where are you going to put the bin sticker?
It's going to go on the green recycling bin.
Wow, look, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show completist that is Vicky on line one. Work. Great having you on, Vicky. Thanks for tuning in for so many years. We really do appreciate it and we wish you a very happy day. Tomorrow, you can't stick it to the bin man, but you can win a Wix gift card worth £250 right about now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time is 11 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Here we go again. Matt Dyson, what's going on out there?
Well, big news, sad news this morning. Basically, it's an historic occasion in the online world up there with the demise of the BlackBerry because, Dave, Internet Explorer is no more.
Oh, she's using
what?
That.
Been shut down. For the final time.
Yeah. What does that mean, though? How do they do that? What happens now?
It's just gone. They've deleted it. It's been deleted because it started in 1995. What an early browser. The E logo with the spinny sort of planet going around.
Yeah.
Iconic, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. But why do away with it? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's just not really
fit. It's rubbish. It's so bad.
It's not fit for purpose anymore. Really.
Admittedly, I haven't thought about it in a long time.
There are so many new
It's
kids.
Like trying to use a cassette player now.
Yeah.
I know I've got a pencil here, but I can't work out.
Yeah.
It feels natural. But
you were rewinding all your YouTube videos, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I stuck with
Could
it
I record
for years.
Over this again now?
I stuck with it for years, Internet Explorer. I was like, I don't care what it is, just get me Google.
That's classic,
and I'm fine.
You. Classic.
But
you.
Then the new kids on the block came along, didn't they? Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Firefox was the big one for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone was saying, oh, you got to get Firefox. Now that's even sort of dropping in popularity. But apparently, the new trendy search engine that all the kids are using is DuckDuckGo. That's the one to get.
Got it right here, mate.
Got it right here
on my phone.
Oh, it's on your phone already.
Got it right,
wow.
That's what I do. Yeah. It's how young Dave's like. Dave and I. Shut up, that's how we roll.
It's a ridiculous name for a search engine, isn't it? Like DuckDuckGo. Sounds like that kid's game DuckDuckGo.
They could have like just
Yeah, but they ran out of letters.
So obviously the socials world has been reacting to the news about the demise of Internet Explorer. A guy called Josh tweeted, today Microsoft clicks close on Internet Explorer. Tomorrow it will still be closing. Next week, Microsoft will press Control-Alt-Delete and force stop application. And then a month after that, you have to press the reset button. Basically, it's going to be closing down for a long time, probably. And also this morning, the other story for you, Dave, is the Josh Pugh clip of the week.
Oh, excellent.
Everyone's favourite comedian in the socials has done his take on Cinderella's dad. So this is Josh Pugh doing Cinderella's dad.
Who was that at the door? Lost a what? Lost a glass slipper. This is what I'm talking about. I must have had that conversation with her 100 times. You need to start looking after the stuff better. Why is she taking a slipper off? Is what I don't get. The whole point of slipper is that it's comfortable. She never needs to take a slipper off. Especially in a place... Yeah, you're going to lose it, isn't she? In a place like that. It's see-through. Think about it. And he's brought it back, has he? So she's not even made steps to solve the situation. She's not contacted lost property. She just died. It'll turn up. That's her attitude, that is. Yeah, and then she expects me to fork out for AirPods.
Stop it. Excellent. We'll share that on the socials. You can have a look at it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
18 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Matt, hit it.
Do, do, do.
It's not me. This, of course, is the Bandagrams music. Yes, your chance to earn a shout-out here on The Breakfast Show. So what I would like is your name to the... your answer to the following Bandagram, your name, where you are, what you're up to. Don't just say, I'm going to work. Give us a flavour of what you actually do, where you are. That's what we want to know. The number is 81215. I've got a tricksy one for you all this morning, as if this wasn't tough enough as it is. So I've got a very famous album name. We've put it through the anagram generator. I'm going to reveal all. Now, this is the fifth studio album by a huge American band. It was released in 1991. But one of the words in the title of the album is spelt slightly differently. They gave the spelling a unique twist, which gives this bandogram a unique twist as well. And this morning, I want to know Kudos Mailbox Saga. Kudos Mailbox Saga. Which album is that? As I say, I want your answers along with your name, where you are, what you're up to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. If you're right, you'll get your shout out, and it's coming up next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From the biggest transformations to the smallest changes, be house proud with Wix. Shop the latest offers in store or via the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It was a toughie on Bandograms. Matt, hit it. It was a tough one because the title of this album, released by a huge American band in 1991, they've actually spelt one of the words in the title slightly differently. And the bandogram was Kudos Mailbox Saga. Did you get it, Glenn?
I did.
What is it?
Well done.
Is it the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
It is! Yes. Well done. It took a while for people to get in touch because it was a toughie, but they did. So congratulations to Danny and Danny. The Dannys, everyone.
Oh, the Dannys.
To the Dannys, going to fit carpets at N16. Sally Ann en route to the office for another day of spreadsheeting hell. George in Cambridge stuck in traffic again. Toby the barista, who can't see himself selling many hot coffees on a day like today. Even Fiona, currently making hundreds of bacon baps for the dads of Gothic Mead Academy in Alsea for Father's Day. Keep up the good work. Rebecca and the sales girls gearing up for a day of sipping bubbles in the sun. Matt in Barnes getting ready to walk the Dachshund with my lovely girl Janine. Lou in Nottingham getting ready for a tough day dossing in the garden. Kiwi Daz and Callum, internal partition glazers on the way to Gloucester. Lisa in Bury St Edmunds. Ryan M walking to work in a chocolate factory. And Holly, soon to be in the BFI, watching the graduation show of her friend's film school.
Nice.
There's a lot going on there, and I love it. Congratulations. The answer was the Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar, Sex Magic, and Bandograms will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. 10 weeks of tickets.
So this is your final chance on Breakfast to win your way into this weekend's Isle of Wight Festival. They have secured, as they always do, a fantastic lineup, including The Vaccines, Kasabian, Blossoms, The Kooks, The Charlatans, Muse, Lewis Capaldi, Madness, Nile Rodgers, and so many more. And it also means, for the final time, we get to say hello to the ferryman. Hey, Ferryman.
Hello, Dave.
How
good
are you?
Good to be back. I'm good, thank you. Very well.
Excellent.
And you know, Dave, I've been ferrying all the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since it first started back in 1968. I've become a bit of a friend of the stars, if you will. A sort of it boy, as they all come over with me every year. You know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, though, so I won't be telling everyone about it. I'll drop you a few hints as to who's on board, but I won't tell you the name of the person or the act. So correctly identify who I'm shipping over, and them tickets will be winging their way to your house.
Aye, aye, Captain. Let's set sail.
Yes, welcome aboard the famous White Link Ferry, departing once again from Portsmouth Harbour, heading to Ryde Pier this morning. Now, as you may have spotted, I've got a very special celebrity guest band on board this morning. Wave if you see them, but you know confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, so I'm going to not give anything away. So sit back, relax, take it easy. And I'll get you there safely. As you know, Dave, I've been doing this job since 68.
Yes, you mentioned it a lot,
I have to regularly test my eyesight to make sure I'm a safe captain. I've got an optician's chart on board, so I'll just check them.
What does it say?
Top row? Let me just read them. L, S, F.
Yes! Better with or without?
Yeah, I can see fine now, we're good to go. You'll have a great time on the Isle of Wight. It's a real proper festival, not like that fire festival they did on Netflix. This isn't the
biggest
familiar
with Netflix, are you, Katie?
Oh, yes, all the time. Always.
All the time.
Always binge-watching shows, me, when I'm off the
Selling
ferry.
Sunset. Oh.
This isn't the biggest ferry, though, to get you onto the Isle of Wight. But it's one all the celebrities take.
Slipping a bit there, keep going.
Sorry. I'm a bit of an underdog, you might say. Probably because confidentiality is key as all part of the service. So, Wight, we're here, so give us a quick goodbye kiss and be on your way. confidentiality is key, all part of the service, Dave.
Wow. Okay, so which band was on the Ferryman's Ferry? Call us right now, 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. It's a pair of tickets. That's what you're playing. Oh, Matt.
Hi.
Matt.
What's going on?
This is brilliant. Come in, meet the ferryman. You've not met him all week. Ferryman, this is Matt Dyson. Matt Dyson, this is the ferryman.
Oh, wow.
Why, hello there, landlubber.
Hi. Nice to finally meet you. Are you giving away the tickets this week instead of me, aren't you?
That's right, I'm back. I've been at the festival since 1968.
You'll get Matt, he mentions the fact he's been going there since 1968 a lot. Okay. This is so great that you're finally meeting.
It's nice to finally meet, yeah.
Do you know, it's weird, you two look quite similar in a way.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, yeah.
I suppose we are a little bit similar now you mention it.
Yeah, weird. There is quite a smell of rum in the air.
Ah, sorry about that, I do have the odd straightener every now and again.
That's me, don't blame the ferryman for that.
Yeah. Wow. Don't worry about having a little drink in the morning. It's fine. I'm discreet. Like I always say, don't I, Dave?
Confidentiality is key.
Wow, that was spooky.
I can't believe it. That's my catchphrase.
Well, you two seem to be getting on rather well. I don't want to be a Dave Berry turned Gooseberry. Why don't you both go and nip out to the kitchen? Grab yourself a cup of tea.
You fancy a drink?
Always. Yeah. You can give me some tips on beard trimming, can't you, over there?
Yeah, of course. No problem, yeah.
Hey, that Dave fancies himself a bit, doesn't he, eh?
Yeah, at least you don't have to work with him every day.
OK, I think that's quite enough of that now. Why don't you take yourselves out to the kitchen? That number again, 033... That was weird. 0330 123 12. Are they... Oh, my God, they're snogging.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
If you're just joining us, Matt Dyson finally met the ferryman, and they've gone. They've gone off together. So, I mean, we know it's the last time we'll see the ferryman, but I hope Matt returns for the show tomorrow, or maybe even for the rest of the show today would be quite nice. If anyone sees them, they look quite similar, one of them smoking a pipe. Let us know at 8, 12, 15.
And one's visibly being kidnapped.
They could be heading out to sea now. So yeah. That's probably where they are. Joining us on line one, we've got Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are you doing this morning?
Hello.
Very good, thank you. Lovely having you on the show. So before they went off into the sunset together, this happened on the show just moments ago. Have a listen.
I have to regularly test my eyesight to make sure I'm a safe captain. I've got an optician's chart on board, so I'll just check them.
What does it
now,
say? Top
let
row?
Let me just read them. L, S, F. Yes.
Better with or without?
Yeah, I can see fine now. We're good to go.
So, Sam, to win a pair of tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival, tell us, who were the mystery guests aboard the Ferryman's Ferry?
Was it Kasabian?
It was Kasabian. Yeah. Well done, Sam. Congratulations. Enjoy the festival. We'll speak to you real soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Cheers, Sam. Take care. And also, we will be packing up Absolute Radio and heading down there ourselves. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll be bringing you backstage action across the entire weekend and live shows and performances from the likes of Muse, Kasabian, Blossoms, Madness, Vaccines, Nile Rodgers and Chic and loads, loads more.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. Go download the free Absolute Radio app or have some fun with your smart speaker. Ask it to play Absolute 80s or Absolute Radio 90s. The point is, the choice is yours. And to flex our musical muscle, every now and again, we have a game called Vox Drop, where basically we play the start of a song from across all of our playlists, then it drops out into silence.
Yes.
What we need to do, team, is say our names when we think the vocal kicks in. And that's your mission out there too, because I know you love playing along where you are. And as a living legend celebrates his 80th birthday this weekend, we've got a Sir Paul McCartney special. Nice. All three of these songs are from Paul McCartney as a nod to his birthday. Happy birthday, Sir Paul. And we begin with his time in the Beatles back in the 1960s and Yesterday. Here we go. Dave.
Matt.
Anna.
Glenn.
It was a real short snippet, wasn't it?
I don't think they did long intros in the 60s.
No,
I don't think.
I seem to remember it coming in quite early, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Beatles invented them until the late 1960s. That was Okay, and from Absolute Radio 70s, we've got Band on the Run. Ooh. Here we go. Dave.
Anna.
Oh no, Anna, what have we done?
I think we might have lost here.
Matt. It's a long one.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's massive.
Glenn.
Oh my goodness!
Genuinely, I'm pretty confident about that.
Oh my days!
I sort of lost my way.
Right, okay. And finally, also from Absolute Radio 70s, written by Sir Paul McCartney and then adopted and loved by all Charlton Athletic fans and then stolen from them by Nottingham Forest supporters.
As you know,
it's awful.
My luck inside was stolen by the Charlton fans. Fitting on this day.
The mist rolling in from the Thames.
Fitting that the fixtures for the Premier League come out this very morning.
Just after 9 a.m.
Nottingham Forest anthem that we created.
Okay, here we go.
Matt.
No. Dave.
Anna. I got
Glenn.
Okay. There we go.
How much have I seen?
It's a bit Liza Minnelli, Matt. It's a bit jazz down the forest. The mist rolling in from the Thames, my desire.
Put the hat and the cane away.
Okay, so that was the Paul McCartney special of Vox Drop. As I say, I know you love playing along where you are, and the answers, plus probably more scathing critique from the producers, is coming next.
Yeah. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I can feel it in my Vox Drop waters that this has not gone well for yours truly. The producers have listened back to the audio. I've been handed the aforementioned scathing critique. And it's time to get down to business. We did a Paul McCartney special. Macca turns 80 this weekend, so happy birthday once again, Sir Paul. We started with Absolute Radio 60s and Yesterday, and this is what went down. Dave.
Matt.
Anna.
Glenn.
Yesterday.
Spot on. There we go.
So the notes here from the producers are a very short intro here, and both Dave and Matt were both a bit early. Dave being 3 seconds early on a 5-second intro is an achievement in itself.
It implies his vocals start before the song. Like, he starts playing the song, he's going, a day.
I was minus 4 seconds. A sterling effort from Anna being less than a second early, but Glenn is the champion here, getting the vocals spot on, scoring the full 3 points. So, yes, 3 points to Glenn. Anna, you got 2 points. Matt, you got a point. And I was way off. Then Absolute Radio 70s. Paul McCartney, Band on the Run. Here we go. Dave.
Anna.
Oh, no, Anna.
I think we might have lost here.
Matt. It's a long one.
Is it?
Yeah. It's
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, said the producers. It seems our dear Dave Berry has a prematurity problem. Ow. Dave and Anna going far too early.
I followed your lead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry, never ever do that.
Everyone told me not to.
Yeah, there's a life lesson here. I'd measure just how many seconds early they were, but the gap is so long that I don't have the time to do that on a live radio show. Laugh it up, Glenn. Matt and Glenn did very well here. It was great to watch their process. Matt playing along to the intro on his invisible drums and Glenn staring ahead of himself without blinking for the entire 42 seconds.
I just had my headphones in, so I was listening to it.
Matt was 4.5 seconds early. Glenn was 2 seconds late, making him the winner yet again. Yes, Glenn, you get 3 points. Anna, you got a point. Matt, you got 2 points. Anna got a point. I got no points again. Yeah. I hope you're doing better than me, certainly where you are. And finally, also from Absolute Radio 70s, Mullican Tyre.
Matt.
No. Dave.
Anna. I got
Glenn.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh,
no.
Well, well, well. Mullican Tyre, Glenn Moore on fire. Glenn gets this one spot. Oh, time for poetry now as well, producer Dave. That's nice. Gets this one spot on again. Nottingham Forest stole this song from Cholton, or whether Cholton stole this from Forest is now Glenn's to decide. Glenn, what are you going for as the winner? Did Cholton steal it from Forest or the other way around?
It's their day, all right? Yes, it's Nottingham Forest song. Just give them this for this one day.
Thank you. This has been a terrible, terrible there
is for a writing. Difficult season.
It's misery all the way from August. For them, they're Forest players. No, no, we wish you all the best, as you know. So, basically, what's happening? I'm just going to scan read this. Shambles, wildly off. Fingers crossed, taking 0 points. That's basically what it says here. So, Matt, you got 0 points.
Yeah, annoying, that.
Get used to hearing that sentence. Yeah. Nil. I got one, Anna got two, Glenn got three, which means, well, I'm last of a point. Matt, you got three. Anna, you got five.
Oh,
Glenn,
that's respectable.
Full house for you today. You got 9 points. Well Yay. Done. Don't forget you can listen to all of our different playlists by downloading the free Absolute Radio app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The hot weather is finally here. Shop the range of fans at Wix, like the Fine Elements white USB fan, just £6. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix. You want a
Mac? 8:40 on your Thursday morning, and that means a week today is when I make my West End stage debut in Only Fools and Horses, so the musical, close. In the starring role that Paul Whitehouse was desperate for me to take on. That's how I'm remembering events as they unfolded. Yeah. That's how I'll tell it to the grandkids. Don't you worry about
that.
He was
begging. Yeah. It was sad. It was sad after a while.
You're right, Glenn. Yeah. I mean, I remember it, please come and save our musical, basically. Something along those lines. I want you to be there. You, dear listeners, I want you to be in the crowd. I want you to be in the front row when I take to the stage this time next week at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. But I need your best Only Fools impressions. It can be any character from the show. And joining us right now on line one is James. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. Good morning.
Hi, James.
The warmest welcome to the show. If you were to win a pair of tickets, who would you go and see it with?
My dad.
Oh, yeah, I went with my dad for his birthday. That's how I saw it. Nicely done, James. Which one of the many characters on offer are you going to go and attempt to do an impression of right now?
I'm going to try Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert. OK, the floor is yours, James. Take it away.
During the war, one night, that was so cold, the flame on my lighter froze.
OK, now, less Michael Caine-y, and then... OK, do you know...
You said the line.
Yeah, yes. The line was delivered perfectly. Do you know what? Have a go at my line, James. Because, do you know, Signor Duval, Mr. Duval?
Yes.
Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. Give that a go.
Senor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
You got the tickets, James!
Nailed it.
You can be my stand-in.
Dave's understudy.
Yeah. If you had to drop out, as it stands, the show would not be able to continue.
It's a key role.
It is a key moment. James, congratulations. I'll see you and your dad on Thursday the 23rd.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nice one, James. That's our pleasure. And there'll be a chance for you to win your way in tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Create your perfect driveway, garden border or patio area. Shop the paving offers in-store or download the Wix app.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud with Wix.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So it's that time in the morning where you bring us an invaluable extra tidbit, Matt. Yes. What do we need to know today?
I haven't spoken about NFTs for a while.
No, you have not.
No, because sales around the world have been plummeting. I think we've almost moved on from it. But now I can talk about non-fungible tokens again. As we all know, they're a financial security consisting of a digital data stored in a blockchain.
Oh, blockchain.
A form of distributed ledger.
It's a ledger.
Yes, I know you're repeating along with me. Now Bill Gates has laid into NFTs. If you needed any more proof that they're a waste of time and the emperor's new clothes, the tech billionaire has been speaking at a climate change event, and he says they are 100% based on greater fool theory, the idea that someone can make money by purchasing overvalued assets. The buyer simply waits for the bigger idiot or greater fool to come along and buy them out.
Oh, wow.
Lovely. The greater...
How could you say that about John Terry? That's so unfair.
The greater fool theory. Well, you mentioned John Terry and everyone in that Bored Ape Yacht Club pushing these things, these expensive things on their fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Gates sarcastically said, obviously, expensive digital images of monkeys are going to improve the world immensely. Cutting from Bill Gates about the NFT con.
So is that your final word on it now?
Yeah,
is that,
that's it.
That NFTs
I think we can all
done.
Move on with our lives now and forget it ever happened. You won't be talking about NFTs later. And I won't save you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday morning. Time to bid you farewell until tomorrow. We leave you with another edition of the Daily Podcast. Please do subscribe, rate and review wherever you do your filthy pod dealings. Matt, it's a straight out fight between two today.
Okay.
We've got the softer side of Bane.
Yes.
Or, oh no, Anna, what have we done?
Oh, yes. Course, during the whole the band on the run blunder. I think, oh Anna, what have we done? It's quite an intriguing title, isn't it? And they hook people in.
I agree with you. That's the name of the podcast for today. Up next, well, we're going to bring you news on how we can make you a winner. We have £99,000 to give away. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.